This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, thanks for listening. Happy Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It might be a little cloudy where you are, but Vinny has told us it's going to burn off. So we're looking at another nice summery day.
Even hot in some places, yep.
Ooh. Hey, did it wind up getting into the like 108s up north? Remember earlier this week there was
yeah, I haven't checked on how things went, but Chico, check in with us. How'd it go?
How'd it go,
Chico? Get up to 105, 106. That was the forecast.
Right. It's summer's here. Be really careful. I don't need to tell you. Just like no sparks, okay? Let's just keep those fires. Only you can prevent forest fires. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gwen Stefani.
Oh, how's she doing?
She's good. Really, really well. She's psyched that the pandemic is over. She was telling me she's super excited for her Just a Girl Las Vegas residency at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. I was like, oh, good. You're going to do great. She's like, yeah, I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I'm a performer.
She talked to you, huh?
Oh, we
so
talk
she called and said, is Jane there? And you went, nope, Jane doesn't live here, but I'm here. Yeah. Hi.
Can I take a message for her? So we're doing these code words, and we have a special text number. We'll give you all the info at 9 o'clock. You get the code word, you enter it at the text number, and you're in the running for a trip for two. We'll fly you there, put you up at a hotel, and you get a couple tickets to see Gwen Stefani at her Vegas residency. It's a big deal. You're going to love it. All right. The case of the $24 million forehead diamond.
Okay.
So, February.
Lil Uzi, is this Lil Uzi Vert?
Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert? Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert, yeah.
Okay. This guy, in early February, paid 20... In fact, at the time he was bragging, this diamond cost more than all my cars and my house combined, $24 million.
He later said he was making payments on it for years before he actually got to pick it up.
Oh, is that so? So he financed it, and they wouldn't stick it in his forehead until it was fully paid for.
Right.
So I don't know how you stick a diamond in your forehead. Glue?
The same way. No, you do the piercing the same way these people do cheek. It hooks in.
So you make a little slot for it, and then the thing just... So as you move your head, it goes...
Well, I don't know. I don't know how, you know, as that heals, does the skin, you know, sort of pull it in tight? I don't know.
Is it removable, I wonder?
I would think it is, yes.
Well, just that like could explain piercings. Some stuff here with this this missing thing. So early February, all he can talk about is this giant... And it is huge. I don't know how many carats, but it's a $24 million diamond that is at least an inch long, pink. Mm-hmm. And it's shaped like a, I don't know what that shape is, where it's pointy at two ends, but it's elongated in the middle.
Yeah, now I'm...
There it is.
I'm trying to think of it now, too. I don't know.
There's a name for it.
It's not a pear.
No. It's like a whatever. Empress style or something.
Yeah, whatever. It's an impressive diamond. And the idea that he was sort of like, I've been thinking about putting this diamond in my head for years.
It
was his goal.
Payments,
it was
right.
His thing. He was super stoked on it.
Well, he was over it by the end of February is what people are speculating. Because we tried to find, I said to Bryn, all right, you got to find me the last picture where you can see this diamond in his Instagram. And as we're scrolling down, there are pictures of other people with a diamond drawn on their forehead. there's a lady. She's real pretty, and he's got a pink diamond with blood trickling down. I mean, so she's got a diamond on her forehead. But we go down, and the last ones we can find are shortly after he got the thing put in February. And mm-hmm. every other picture of him in this is pictures where he is, he's got a hood covering his face, or he's got, or his face is turned out of the camera so you can't see between his eyes, because it's basically right between his eyes. It's not up way up high on the forehead. It's down lower. And he's just there. There he is with a mask and a ball cap pulled down there. Now his face isn't in the picture. So he's sort of stopped talking about the and stopped posting pictures where you can tell whether or not he's got this thing in. Maybe he was just over being compared to the Marvel guy Vision. Because that's what everyone was saying.
Well, I'm going to guess that it became incredibly uncomfortable and that it wasn't functional at all, and that it was something that he couldn't sleep with and something that he couldn't live with.
There's my favorite picture on his Instagram where you can't tell if he's got it in or not. He has three giant blunts sticking out of his mouth.
Joints.
And they are, I mean, they've got to be 6 inches long. And he's, you know, huffing on those, and then only you can just see the bottom of his nose. Like, the whole top of his head is cut out. He's like, I want you to know, I may or may not have a diamond stuck in my forehead, but I have three giant cigar style joints sticking out of my mouth.
Is that 420?
Oh, is that on 420?
It's March 2nd.
No, oh, okay, just oh, another day.
It's every day.
Just another
every day.
Every
day rapper.
But there it is, you know. But back in February, he finally gets this $24 million diamond put in his head, and by early March, he's not every single picture of him. He's got a hood. He's got like a looks like a big ski jacket with a big white puffy fur.
Okay,
edge.
So wait, I understand what you're getting at, but is there a story yet? Like, what's
we
the story?
We finally have seen that he doesn't. We finally saw his forehead, and there doesn't even appear to be any kind of like I expected there to be something. Thing where he had had that, it looks fully healed. He just did a, Calvin Klein campaign. He shot it in April, and that some of the photos of that have come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of see right there, he's got a fold of skin, so maybe that's where they pierced through it. I'm not seeing any place. So it looks like he's abandoned it. I don't know if that means he sold it back to the company.
Or he's a good, well, no.
Oh, he's a great-looking guy.
You'd still own the diamonds. You could put that on a necklace or a ring. He's a great-looking kid. Great, you know, smile, all that. So, you know, whatever. He tried it. Didn't work out.
Be terrible if he lost. He said he'd had it insured. So if he did lose it, I suppose there would be that.
That was a bold move. That's a big, giant diamond. And frankly, my first thought was, that guy's going to get jumped, and it's going to be ripped from his head.
They're going to rip the skin right off his forehead pulling that thing off of there. Because you know how robbers are. They're not like, oh, does that hurt? Oh, can I, let me carefully. So what do I twist it upward? They just yank.
People are stealing Lady Gaga's dogs.
Right.
They're definitely taking that guy's diamond.
Well, if you can afford a $24 million forehead diamond, you can probably afford a few big guys around you to protect
maybe.
You from that. Yeah.
I don't know what people prioritize.
Or maybe you're out of money because you paid $24 million.
He wouldn't be the first guy that bought a car he couldn't afford or a house he couldn't afford or a forehead diamond he couldn't afford.
Right. You know, it remains a mystery whether or not he's able to put that back in his head. It is weird that he has not shown any pictures of his forehead in any way, shape, or form in months. Until now, we can see it in this Calvin Klein thing. So maybe it's like any, you know, you get a piece of jewelry, you wear it for a while, and you're like, I'm bored with that. I'll take that out some other time. You put it in the jewelry box.
Well, he's probably embarrassed, right? Made such a big stink
about it. I would be embarrassed.
This thing sucks. Yeah. I hate this.
It's not comfortable. It happens. You spend your whole life wanting to do this one thing or have this one thing, and you work toward it, and then you get it, and you're like, well, this is a letdown.
Right. Yeah, this wasn't what I thought it'd be at all.
Yeah. I thought this was going to be awesome, that I'd stick this diamond in my forehead and I would have superpowers. And it's like, no, I just have a diamond stuck to my forehead. And frankly, it's distracting. Every time I turn my head, it goes go, 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 go. That little Uzi Vert.
That's right, yeah.
She said, baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead.
I'm so sorry. That is terrible.
This was a big hit back then.
Back then? Was how far back?
2016 or 2017 that came out?
You tell us. You know all about music.
She would know, yeah.
I think you're the girl who knows. What grade were you in?
No, I think it's around around that time, 2016 or 17.
I remember playing it. It was on the charts a bunch.
Yeah, it was really popular.
I remember hearing his name all the time when we used to do the charts. Mm-hmm. And then they just stopped changing ever. And we were like, I'm sick of hearing these same cruddy songs every week. Anybody want to hear a new Billie Eilish song?
Sure.
All right. She's got a brand new video, too. It's a song called Lost Cause. And it's the fourth song off her previously announced sophomore album, Happier Than Ever, which is poised to come out on July 30th. So here we go. Turn it up loud.
I like that.
Sounds good. She's always got that, like, running through all her songs.
Something's in the air right now. Like I'm losing track of time. Like I don't really care right now. But maybe that's fine. You weren't even there that day. I was waiting on you. I wonder if you were aware that day was the last straw for me. And I know I sent you flowers. Did you even care? You were in the shower and left them by the stairs. Thought you had your head together, but damn, I was wrong. You were nothing but a lost cause.
All right.
I love the way she records her voice, or whoever is doing it. I mean, honestly, I close my eyes. It's like she is singing in my face. Like she's right there, not screaming.
I feel like it's right too there. Much compression. You like that, huh?
I love it.
It feels like
I'm all about the vocalist. Like I, you know,
all the air is sucked out of the vocal, and it's just completely dry.
It's like squashed and fills the little box that the speaker.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not for everyone, but I just, that, like, tight to where you, it's, you can hear her mouth moving. Like, I love that.
That's right, yeah.
I love it. Anyway, that's a new song from Billie Eilish. It's called Lost Cause. Can you go ahead and throw that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Because there's a video that goes along with it, and she's blonde in it. You know, everyone's freaking out because she's blonde. What? How'd she go blonde? Well, the way people do. And that's the fourth song off this album. I feel like we're going to get every single song before we get their album. It's not coming out till the end of July. This is kind of fun. Churches has another record coming out. And
I really like Churches.
Their fourth album.
This girl's such a good singer. I really like her.
And they have a cut that we got a hold of this, right? We can listen to this with Robert Smith from The Cure. I know. So... calm down, Jane. Take it easy.
Well, listen, The Cure is supposed to release a new album this year. So maybe that's why he's out there doing work, like getting his name out there, because The Cure's album should be, I'm waiting for it.
This is a new song. It looks like it'll be on the band's Church's fourth album. It's called How Not to Drown. And this is Church's and Robert Smith.
I'll jump to the chorus.
Okay.
And the next verse has Robert Smith. Yeah, I want to hear him.
Yeah. Writing a chapter, what to do after they think you are. And what to do after, because you hate what.
Jane has texted in, everyone. She says, I have no calm. Two black hearts.
Oh, she did?
she's excited too.
That sounds great.
Lauren from Churches plus Robert Smith equals skull with sunglasses on. I think that means like deadly cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank
hey,
you, Jane.
Hey, Jane, tell us when the new Cure album's coming out.
You know? She'll just call Robert right now. You know she's got him on the hotline. Yeah, that sounds really good. Is there a video for that, too? Probably not, huh?
No, there's a lyric video.
I've got some dates here. Churches is going to be at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on...
Indoors?
It's December. December.
Indoors?
Indoors in December. Anything else nearby
us? The nerve of them.
I know. Can you believe it? Yeah, that's the only date near... Well, there's San Diego, Los Angeles, Vegas. Okay, I'll go to Vegas. But it looks like December 16th, San Francisco, California, in case you didn't know, Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. You can see Churches. And Jane is... I've a triple... Oh, let me text Robert real quick. Okay, Jane, take care of that, and okay. We'll find out when that is. She can jump back in. Crocs, I love them. And so do all the stars. They keep putting out their own brand of Crocs. They're their own. They put their signature style on Crocs. And Diplo has a couple of... he's got a couple different Croc styles. God, I love Crocs. They're so great. These Crocs are almost too nice, though, to wear out in your garden. Like, for me, they're utility shoes. You put them by the back door, and you go outside, and you get mud on them, and then you hose them off, and you put them back by the back door. So he's got a sandal style, which is two straps over the top, and they're cute, but it's the full coverage ones, the traditional Croc style.
The clog.
Yeah, so there's the sandal, Vin, which they're cute. They look good. They're trippy colors, and it says Diplo on there with the little charms that they put on. But I love the full-size clog because they've got magic mushrooms all over them for charms, and they grow up. They're huge, and it looks like they might light up too. Like, they're the best clogs ever.
You can't walk around in those dumb things.
Of course you can.
No, you can't.
They're Diplo clogs. I don't know. What do you pay for them? $69.99. Wow. Loaded with out-of-this-world mushroom gibbets. Is that what they call those charms?
They come with the gibbets. They come with the gibbets. You've got to buy the gibbets.
Comes with the gibbets, which... People do think about fungus when they think about feet, right, Nicole?
So, oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking when I saw those. I was like, oh, how fitting.
That's right, that there'd be mushrooms growing out of your feet. Those are awesome.
Those are going to be sure every rave going forward.
They're
going
to sell out so quick.
Yeah.
They still use that term, do they?
Yeah.
All right. Raves?
I've been to one.
When's the last time you went to a rave?
I think it was 2018.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
What drugs you do?
Yeah. Tell the truth for once.
I didn't do it. It was my first rave, so I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know you didn't wear anything. I didn't know
that. It's best
that
you don't tell us. I get that you're lying. It is probably best that you don't detail your drug use.
Right.
Yeah. Lying liar who lies. Just say yes or no. Did you do any drugs?
No, I truly didn't.
Oh, but she's nodding her head. Okay, thanks.
All right, talk about it on the secret show.
Nice,
write that down for the secret show.
Nice.
Hey, we'll post this up. Throw that up on the Ceremony Facebook page
you
as well.
Because
I just love these mushroom Crocs.
All right.
So like, you're gonna get a pair?
Well, I don't think I'm gonna be able to. They're gonna sell out really fast. They're saying like Diplo fans get a first crack at them. Through the secret back entrance. Hot. but that everybody else is going to have to, I think everybody else has to wait on this. June 8th at crocs.com. Looks like 12 Eastern time, noon Eastern time, so 9 o'clock our time on June 8th if you want them. Maybe I'll try. I'll try and see if I can get some.
You are a backdoor fan. You might as well, right?
I'm actually not a backdoor fan. It's weird, so.
What?
I'll just take the front door and try and get them the regular way.
You say.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Cows. Cows make the news after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.